everybody, and welcome to the Abundant Power Hour on Universal Energy Radio. My name is Anna Bengel, one of the co-founders of Universal Energy Radio, and my host, Anita, not sure, didn't connect today, so hopefully she'll jump on with us, and if not, that's okay. It will make for a very interesting and possibly a short show, and I just wanted to talk about what's going on in the world today. There's so much, there's confusion. There is lots of interesting, good stuff, happy stuff on my end, what I'm seeing in the world and the conversations. There's some not so good things happening in the world. Of course, transitioning of a lot of folks and doesn't always feel good. And my understanding of the perceived loss, the perceived idea of loss, is something that I often talk about, because people think that person is gone. Their energy and the bigness of who they are is still there. The human person themselves has passed on. So had my sister-in-law's mother passed on yesterday, and yesterday was Mother's Day. I'm very excited about that. I did get to spend a good 24 hours with my kids, and it was wonderful. I've been very blessed to be able to visit with, or not with my friend who's not here, but her home, and she so graciously has allowed me to stay here while I'm close to Atlanta, so I was able to get my kids and have them for 24 hours, and so that in itself was a wonderful experience, and they've recently gone on, so you know, that's good too. It's like they've got to do their schoolwork and handle their everyday stuff. So I will see them while I'm still in the Atlanta area. So that's fantastic. And that's going to be just a, you know, play by ear kind of thing, which hasn't always been that way, but I'm feeling that the things are easing up. If you've been listening to our shows at all, you know, the past couple of years have been not easy, and the experience of releasing my family and releasing my home and kind of being in a space of, I don't want to call it homelessness, that's really sort of a heavy word, but just in a space that I've owned my own home for many, many years, and then sold it last year. So I've been traveling and spending time in my dad's space, and then just visiting friends, and I might be off doing that in the next couple of weeks. There's a little bit of travel bug in the air, possibility of heading up to the New England states, and that's really exciting. So we, of course, be doing the shows remotely, and that's always fun, and I get to share that with everybody who is listening. So again, thanks for listening to all of our shows on Universal Energy Radio. Just want to put it out there that we are on generally Mondays through Friday at varying times, Monday and Wednesday evenings, Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock or 8:30 Eastern on Wednesdays, and Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8:30 a.m. is a couple of the lowest effect. Love originates in self. So getting all these, and Mary Jo Bull does Wednesday nights. Her shows are all about law of attraction, which is what we're about. And she has a different perspective and different topics every Wednesday. So this one was really wanting to discuss kind of what's going on in the world and how we're handling our energy. And my hope is that when you listen to these shows, that we can uplift and inspire you to do something different, something new, because we are in a state of transformation, and that transformation takes many shapes and forms for every single person. It's going to be unique. Just know that for you it's going to be unique too, and that you're not alone. And reaching out to different people now on social media, you know, we're pushing that because that's sort of the outlet. We don't want to call it social distancing. There's physical distancing, but we want people to really connect. And how do you do that? There's so many ways to do that online. One, you can obviously listen to our shows, certainly call in while we're live, and that call-in number is 718-664-9124. Push 1, we'll get you on the air. And we'd love to have conversations with you. We'd love to connect with you and, like, get your perspective on things that are going out in the world. And that, to me, is key to – it's not about success. This is about really releasing the fear and the anxiety that I think watching the news and tapping into external sources has created in the world. And so I personally feel like, yes, there is something going on, and the explanation of particular strand of coronavirus is COVID-19. We've not had this strain before, so it's new, and our bodies are not immunized for that. And that's an important thing, because over the years, there's somewhat of an immunity to a lot of these coronaviruses, be it the cold, the flu, pneumonia, all of those things. If you have a deficiency in your immune system, obviously you could possibly be at risk. And that's why people are out there, we were having this discussion today, wearing masks, wearing gloves. There's an argument for and against them, and that's okay. Whatever side you want to take that side and allow the other side to just be. So if you are a mask wearer, be a mask wearer, but don't do it from a place of fear and anxiety. Do it from a place of, I'm doing my part to protect not only myself, but other people out there in the world. And if you're a non-mask wearer, then definitely, be okay with that, and just know that here's my take, as long as your vibration is high, as long as you are keep your distance, because this isn't about challenging the energy that's about now in the world. The tribal mentality is very much out there, and there's a lot of not feeling good stuff. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, folks, while we're doing this. I'm going to try to call Anita again and see if I can't get her, if I can get her on. That would be fantastic. So as I'm chatting, I'm multitasking here. I'm going to dial this number again and see, because I did not get a confirmation that she was going to be on the air with us.
We won't be calling back. Thanks. Have a blessed day.
Hello.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished.
So we're not catching her. We're not catching her right now. So, not sure what's going on there. So hopefully all is well with her. And yes, Mother's Day was a great. I just wanted to say this because I generally do a mastermind on Sundays at 6:30, and I actually canceled that because I had my kids and felt like it was really important that I focus on them and spend some time with them. So. I appreciate my mastermind folks who are out there connecting, and we'll get together again on Wednesday. So that's going to be the decision that's made there, that was made there. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So you, whatever your stance is on what's going on in the world, we do have to go out in the world. We, go grocery shopping, or we have to take care of, I've scheduled my maintenance for my vehicle, and I'm going to have to go out into the world. So do I have masks? Do I have gloves? Do I have wipes? All that? Yes, I do. In my truck, I am, we were talking about the tribal mentality, because really this was created through the vibration of many, many people in the world. So again, I talk about, listen to yourself when you're chatting in your head. If you're exhausted and you've said over the years, oh, I just wish I could, take a break, or I wish I could step off the earth or step out of the world for a few minutes and just get my breath. This is what this is about. This is a reset. So, and there is no normalcy. And again, this is my perspective. There's a lot of people who feel this way, so maybe this is just a voice out there, but maybe you feel this way, and that's why you're connecting. There is no normalcy, and we will not ever go back to what we call normal. There will definitely be a shift that has happened and is also happening. There is transitioning going on, not only energetically and emotionally, spiritually, physically. There are things going on, and not everybody's going to, it's okay if people are not in this space. If you're out in the world, or you're with family members and you're talking to family members, and maybe those family members think opposite of you, it's okay. Just be okay with it. Hey, I think this is Anita. Why, hello, is it Anita?
Yes.
There she
Sorry
is.
About
hey.
That. I was running late with my son. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No worries. No worries.
I'm going in the house now. He was painting the deck all day. I'm going in the house and then I'll catch up. I got to go on the radio.
Yep. No problem. So
okay.
No, I was just talking about what's up in the world and just really allowing yourself, and this is, Anita, something that you repeat over and over again, is you don't allow that negative stuff to come into your space. You don't, you put a halt to it immediately.
Yes,
and so it's important
definitely.
That you hold your vibration and your energy high. And yes, we're human, so we're going to get, sad, mad, upset, all those things, they happen. It's just not to stay there. So it's like today, like when my kids were leaving, I felt that heart twinge, and it's like, it's okay. It's okay.
Right.
You'll see them again. Yeah. So you have to keep, for me, I know I just keep reminding myself, it's like get yourself into this high vibrational state. And when you're tired, rest. And when you need to take a time out, do that. If you're not working, and I know people that are not working and want to work, then go find something to do and then figure out what's happening in that. See, I have friends who have gotten, like, for example, a friend that got a job at Lowe's, and she was talking the other day about, people coming in with no masks on and just going on and on and on about them, and it's exactly what I'm saying. You can't hold that judgment on other people. You just have to know what's true for you. So there are people out there that see both sides, and there's, I've listened to videos from doctors saying if we're going to be isolated and we're going to wear masks all the time, our immune systems will eventually get compromised, because one way of building our immune system up is to get out into the world and touch things and experience things, and that's how our system builds immunity. So, and then on the other side, you've got doctors saying, you wear your masks out because you don't, especially if you're not feeling well, certainly wear your mask. And then, and then you've got doctors that saying if you've ever had a flu shot and you're wearing a mask, you could infect yourself. It's on and on. There's all these different perspectives. So what I'm asking people to do is just whatever feels right for you, and then don't pass those judgments off on other people. Allow them to wear masks. There are times when I'll go into a store, I won't wear a mask. I also know that I'm not going to get right up on people. And I go in, get what I need done, come outside, and then I've got wipes to wipe my hands and stuff like that. And I just do that, and I use the bags in the store to pick up my produce, instead of wearing gloves, because every time you wear a glove, every time you touch something, you're technically going to have to replace that glove. So in a store, it's not easy to do that because you're touching everything. So I use the produce bags. I kind of flip them inside out. And if you're like me, I've got to, touchy-feely the cantaloupes and the pineapple and the avocados and stuff to make sure that they're what I want, and then I bag them. So, it's like those are my little tricks to do that. And in a way, I'm actually using a different bag for every single bit of produce. So it's an interesting little thing that I do, and it doesn't mean anything low vibrational. It's just it's more respect that for other people. So that I'm not touching that fruit with my hands.
Yeah, and what I think, too, is, there's a gal I listen to that talks about this, and I truly believe in this, that we can feel any way we want to feel, about what somebody's doing, but just feel through it and then move on.
Yes. Yeah. Before you got on, is that you can feel and don't stay there, because when you stay there, that's when you're holding that vibration that doesn't feel so good. So when we take a look at someone else and get upset at them because they're not wearing masks or wearing masks, and I've talked to people that are like, I've not worn a mask at all during this whole thing. Well, it's been great. If you've got that holding that vibration, that's great. So it's for everybody, but I'm saying if you, if you're, to me, there's something going on out
Come
in the
on
world,
in.
Okay? We know that there's something going on out in the world. We know that things are shifting and transforming. I feel like we're going to go through a little bit more of a bumpy road before it really clears out. And so what that means, I don't know. I just feel that I still am, I don't want to use the word cautious because I feel like that's kind of heavy, but I am very much aware of my surroundings and where I go. Like I drove through yesterday, I drove through the city of Atlanta, and I didn't stop. I mean, I headed north of Atlanta. I just, you know, did what I had to do. I went to pick up my kids, got them, and then I headed further north of Atlanta. So I'm not in the city. I'm actually where I'm at right now. It's pretty secluded, and I don't see anybody. You know, I've had my kids for 2 days, and that's it. And so what happens is I'm keeping myself away from social atmospheres. I think here in Georgia, restaurants have opened. So people are going out again. And that's fine. Georgia, you know, Georgia's what, the first one to kind of open things up. And so restaurants are getting really creative about how they're seating people and things like that. And I think, you know,
my son and I went to one today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you? How'd it go?
We went to Mod Pizza, and it was good. Mm-hmm. They had you way separated. And, you know, we wore our masks going through the line. But then, of course, when we sat down to eat, we took our masks off. So, yeah, they did a great job.
Okay. So people, you know, they are making sure, and I think that's a really cool thing, is that people are making sure that they have, there is some distancing, and they're taking a little more precautions. And it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful because we are social creatures. I mean, we really are social creatures. And so I miss dinner party. I miss hanging out with my friends. You know, I miss that stuff. I miss being able to just go and say, hey, let's go to meet here. I mean, we used to come up there and, you know, meet at Spirits, which is one of your favorite restaurants up there in Dahlonega. And
yeah.
So it's always fun. And, you know, the thing is that my energy or my feeling for all of that has not changed. Like if it were possible to go do that, I'd go do that right now. Without the fear of anything happening to me. And I think that's
right.
The difference. Like people are, because when this first happened, I remember getting my car and I had to go to the grocery store and I was driving down the road. And of course my dad's wife had handed me a new mask, a whole bag of gloves. She was giving me hand sanitizer and all this. And I'm like, I'm just kind of chuckling because wasn't even thinking, I'm just going to go get some groceries. Right. But I thought it was interesting, you know, I was armed with all this stuff and I'm driving down the road and I'm just, you can feel the energy being different. Like you could really feel the energy of being different.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not a lot of people were out. And
we were just in Home Depot and, you know, Home Depot, they're not wearing masks. Now, you know, some of them are, but definitely I'd say 50-50.
It's not,
but then like,
so they're not requiring it. Yeah.
You're right. But then, like, when I went in Publix, I met my friend at a park the other day, and I went in Publix over there by 985 and Friendship Road. And now they required all of their employees to wear masks.
Right. And Publix,
so
also,
I'm not.
I don't know if you went to the store, because that's where we shopped last night. Is they have arrows, like they only want you walking one way up the aisle.
Yeah,
which I'll tell you
exactly.
Isn't easy, especially if you're looking for something.
Right. Yeah.
And they were constantly making announcements about that, and so we were really, you know, I had two kids in tow, so we went into the store. I was wondering because I have a mask, but I didn't have masks for the kids, and I'm like, you know what? We're going to do this anyway, but they know. And I said, guys, just stay close to me. Don't get up on anybody, and we're good to go. And they were really good about it. We were really good about following the arrows. We went down our list, and we checked off everything on the list. We got everything that we wanted. I said, let's get in here and let's get out. And we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we made our list, and we did exactly. We didn't detour from the list at all. So.
Right.
You know, I said, because it's not really about us, but it's about other people. And like you said, at Publix, every employee has a mask on. And a lot of stores in Alabama, all the employees have a mask on. So I don't think I went into a store. I didn't go to Home Depot, but I went to Lowe's, and Lowe's has they're all wearing masks. I know that. But, of course, that's a whole other state. So that's another thing. You know, and it's weird because I was traveling yesterday, and that's an odd – that's kind of an odd thing because not a lot of people are out traveling. Not a lot of people are out, you know, most of it's commercial trucks and things like that. So
some people are scared to go in the bathrooms and stuff when they're out traveling.
Right, right.
You know,
and I actually didn't stop at a I didn't stop at a rest area. I generally do, but I did really good on my whole trip. I made it from point A to point B without stopping at the restroom. I just went to – I got gas one time, and that was it, and I just kept going. So especially when I'm by myself, especially, too, I was by myself. So that was, you know, if I've got somebody with – what's that?
I think that's easier when you're by yourself.
Yeah, well, you just keep going. I didn't stop, you know.
Right.
It's just, you know, you're not going to – and I wasn't concerned. I wasn't eating anything. And I just – I actually brought two containers of ice with water. So as the ice melted, it was my water. So I had those two containers in the car. And so I just kept – you know, I didn't need to go into the store for anything. I had everything that I needed. I just pulled in, got gas, and then took off again. So – you know, just making that trip, it was a necessity. I really wanted to see my kids. So, you know, I was on it, doggone it. You know, I had a mission.
But I think your point at the beginning was the best, to just stay out of fear, you know, and stay, and like you and I both have said, you know, yes, you're not going to be positive all the time because stuff is going to come up, especially with all the change that's going on. But, you know, just feel it. Don't be mad at yourself. And realize that you're just feeling the dense energy. Like you said, it was strange. To me, that's dense energy.
Yes.
Yeah. And just, go ahead.
But I know people who are absolutely – who, you know, I've had conversations, they're like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, everything that's happening in the world is so ridiculous. And I'm like, I understand what you're saying, and we are one person, and yes, we do make a difference in the world. One person does make a ripple in the world, and we add to what the tribal mentality is. So even though if you decide not to not wear a mask or not do any of this stuff, but you're in a place of anger because you're angry about it, that doesn't help. You know, you're not adding positive. You know, when I say keep your vibration high, it's like, what is it that you appreciate? What is it that you're in gratitude of? You know, people want to talk about the attitude of gratitude, and that's where we need to hold it. We need to hold it in the attitude of gratitude, because if we walk around in that place of fear, whether you're masked or unmasked or not, you're adding to the tribal mentality of that. And so what we're wanting to do now is we want to counter that. And how do we counter it? We counter it with gratitude. We counter it with appreciation. We counter it with what we can do right now. What inspired action can we do right now to not only help ourselves, but to help others in the world? And this is, you know,
feelings and not judging ourselves, too. You know, not saying, well, I shouldn't feel this way or I should feel this way. Just feel it.
Allow yourself that. So I think... you know, there are some, you know, physical realities here, folks. I mean, like before you got on, I announced yesterday my sister-in-law's mom passed away. Now the diagnosis is pneumonia/COVID-19. So we don't, you know, that's a reality check. And that's not the only person that I've heard about. You know, that's the closest one to my family. And there are others who are out there, friends who have, you know, relatives, sisters, brothers who are struggling with this diagnosis. So to me, the diagnosis itself really puts people in fear. It really puts people in anxiety. And that's the thing. And that's, I was watching a video. It says it's when you get this, it's how you're handling this. How is your energy in this? And that's the important thing that most people don't realize. Just like you're some people might get mad at this, but just like you get a common cold or the flu, in order to gain immunity from it, you have to be exposed to it. And that's what the doctors are saying.
Right.
And that's why there's this catch-22 with the masks and the gloves and everything else, because the more we continue to do that, the more we do compromise our immune systems. I'm not saying go out and jump around in people that are, you know, have this diagnosis.
Right.
What I'm saying is just be aware. You know, I'm very fortunate on most days that I'm standing on 2 acres of green grass and I cannot be around people. That for me is a blessing. One of my dear friends is on the 17th floor in a high rise in the middle of downtown Manhattan, New York. That's her reality. And for her, you know, she pretty much suits up to go out and, but she doesn't have to. I mean, she has stuff delivered to her door. Or delivered to downstairs, and then they pick it up. That's her reality. So that's what I'm saying. Everybody's different, and every single person listening to this, understand that you're so unique and you have a unique perspective. And I'm not a huge proponent of jumping in and screaming to the world, oh, my God, this thing is, you know, out of control, and we've got to, you know, isolate. I'm not that person at all. I still feel like there's something more behind this. Absolutely. I feel like there's just so much in the world that is shifting, and some of it feels good and some of it doesn't feel good. And some of that, even somebody called attention to some show that was produced in 2003, and if you go watch the show, and Anthony Michael Hall was one of the stars of the show, and I'm trying to think of the name of it, and I can't think of it right now, but the actual plot of this show is exactly what's playing out right now. And it's weird. Yeah. And so if I could look it up, I'm gonna see if I can.
Say Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah, let me see if she, if I can get this on here and tell you what it was. She sent me the name of it. And the interesting part is, everything from.
It was a TV show or a movie?
I believe it was a TV show. It was 2002, 2003. And
okay,
it was, they talked about a pandemic.
Warehouse 13.
Final
approach. Final approach.
Just realize that even down to what is it that they're skeptical of, the malaria drug, the quinine drug. That's even mentioned in there. So I find it really interesting how there are different plots, there are different things that are happening in the world that were done, you know, 17 years ago? It was a part of the plot in the show. It was so interesting to me. So it's like even playing out, I think there's even a Stephen King movie where, I'm trying to think of his name, Martin Sheen played the president, and he was this narcissistic president who created, you know, if you look up Stephen King and the, and I can't remember the name of that one either. It's like names are fleeting here. But it's kind of the same thing. Like the character that he created is very much a Trump-like character and very much, you know, he's
I
and
see
what he
War
said.
Machine.
He knew that,
yeah, I see no. War Machine.
What he was saying was that he said if I knew that this would come to fruition and was a reality, he would have changed the ending of the book, which I thought was super interesting.
Wow.
You know, so I think that's the difference here. Dead Zone Plague. That's the name of it. So if you type in Dead Zone - Plague, PLAGUE, It was all episodes. There were 81 episodes. Anthony Michael Hall in the Dead Zone, trying to identify as well as find the source of a mysterious virus before it kills off the entire town. So it was Serpo 2003. So very interesting. You know, people send me videos and links to things all the time. And, of course, sometimes I watch them and sometimes I don't. Like, I'm not into conspiracy theory. I'm not into that. What I do ask people to do is do your due diligence. So if somebody sends you something, pay attention, do your due diligence, Google the heck out of people. I'm still not telling you that, you know, I Googled it, must be true. It's on Facebook, must be true. Not true. I mean, we have so many sites. My curiosity gets piqued, though, when videos are sent to me and then they're taken down. So that, to me, what does that mean? It's because it's not a conspiracy thing. It's just what they're kind of saying, if it doesn't help the general public in a certain way, then they're going to take it down. I guess it is a little bit of conspiracy theory, but, you don't know. But there are some doctors, there's a Dr. Katz out there that's talking, and some of these medical doctors are getting really upset. They're, because, you know, is the cure, not necessarily the cure, but something that can actually dampen this down, is it being removed because of profit? Is it, you know, so there's all this stuff. I mean, what is it exactly that it's going on, and how does this benefit, you know, the higher ups in the world, and what are we doing about it? And one of the things that, you know, the only thing technically that we can do about it is raise our vibration.
That is
and
correct.
Shift our thought process and come from a place of love and kindness and compassion, not from judgment, you know, not from hate, not from yes, I know we're human. We're going to be sad sometimes. We're going to be mad sometimes. You know, we got all that. Good. Pay attention to that, allow that, but allow it to move through you and try to flip it on, I say flip it on its head, try to look at it in a different perspective.
Yeah.
Because
we can also serve, like, you know, radio shows, podcasts, showing different points of view, you know, I mean, you know, serving too is a way to me to raise your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what you're doing with the mastermind stuff and things like that. I mean, that to me is a form of serving, because you're raising people's vibrations. You're letting them release things that, you know, aren't for their divine good, and you know, I think that's a form of raising your vibration. So instead of sitting there and just thinking about this stuff all the time, say, think where you could help, think where you could be of service.
Right. Just, and that's the thing, it's like, even speak out and ask questions. I think that's huge too. You know, a lot of people they stay home and they stay in a place of fear. And it's like, start asking questions, start getting answers, stop watching the news. I mean, I'm like, oh, please, just stop, you know, because feed yourself. What are you feeding yourself? What are you feeding yourself energetically? What are you feeding yourself emotionally? And it's really that we want to focus on and pay attention to, because if we're watching the news constantly and we're looking at these sources, I mean, and depending on the station that you're listening to, you're going to get different information.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one side screaming about one thing, one side screaming about the other, they're pointing fingers and they're blaming, and it's like, how does that help? How does that really add to the solution of what's going on in the world? And so that, to me, is important. Let's think about solution. And when we think about solution and possibility, guess what? It shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm calling law of attraction. And I can imagine, you know, we do this thing, we do these sessions where we're clearing the unconscious mind. And really, I'm curious you think about the programming that's happening right now, the programming in people's minds that are happening right now. I mean, you've got people who on one spectrum are ready to get their guns out. Now, what they're doing, I don't know. And that's what I'm curious about, because I was talking to a family member, and, you know, they've got some he had his nephews from up north going, you know, we can come down there right now. We've got our guns. You know, and it's like, why go to that? What's the extreme? What are you going to do? So it's like, use your common sense.
I think some people
thinking they're going to make it like a military state. You know, I mean, I think, again, that's just something that's, like you said, there's been different talks about different things. We don't know yet that far along what's going to happen, but people, again, if you put out that type of energy, that's, you know, what you're putting out.
Yes.
So.
And that's what, but that's what I'm saying, that's what people know. That's what people understand. And so these are, and honestly, like I said, I'm kind of related to some of these people. So can I get them to change their mind? I can offer the perspective, and the funny part is this cousin that I talked to, he talks about ancient aliens and UFOs and all of this stuff. He's that guy. And he also presents himself as this tough and rumbly Harley Davidson driving kind of dude, right? And when we're together, we talk about all this stuff. And then he was telling me about his nephews wanting to come down with the guns and everything else. And I looked at him and I just said, why? And he just shrugged his shoulders. And I said, do you not talk to them about energy and all? And he just looked at me and he goes, you know, these guys, they don't get that. I said, yes, start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start the conversation. These are young guys, you know.
Right.
They're probably in their late 20s, early 30s. These are young guys. These guys, you know, share with them a perspective that's not the tough guy, you know. Share with them because he's, you know, ex-Marine, da-da-da, you know, he's all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, because I'll be honest with you, I think women in the world can hold the energy, you know, and I'm seeing a few guys come on board, and I still think we need more guys on board. You know, like, you and your son have those great conversations. I have those conversations with my kids. You know, my son is so, I can have an energetic conversation with him and he gets it, you know, he gets it. So that's my hope is that this is a transformational shift for so many people in this world. And my hope is that includes a bunch of guys, a bunch of men who, you know, for all practical purposes in the universe, they call it connecting to the feminine, the divine feminine. Now, that doesn't mean girly stuff. It just means this part of yourself that energetically is emotional, energetically really connects with their feelings. It's a very different energy. Instead of this let's push through it, let's just try to manhandle it, whatever, you know, we'll point a gun at it until it says a yield, whatever. So it very much is a different kind of energy. So there's a lot of stuff out there that I'm seeing. I am seeing those conversations, and that's one thing I think being on social media and connecting with some of these people and being in some of these groups, I've seen a lot of guys stepping up, and I love that. I love that some of these guys are saying, hey, this is we've got to hold space, and we've got to hold energy, and we've got to really connect with our spiritual selves at this time. And it's, to me, that's so dynamic.
I have a friend, Richard Luminous McKeesledeck, and he runs Starseeds Changing the World.
And, you know, he does a lot of meditations, and he does light language, you know, which a lot of people nowadays have heard of light language. But, you know, he does a lot of that. He does meditations. He's, I think, got some kind of school going on right now. So, you know, he started very slowly, you know, but he's actually he's a chef. But, yeah, so, I mean, this is like a total different thing for him.
Right.
But he's wonderful. I mean, his energy is great.
Yeah. And I think it's great when any person is doing something and the next thing you know, it's, you know, I mean, only 3 years ago I was printing T-shirts. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing now?
Mm-hmm.
I used to say, if anybody had told me a dozen years ago that I would be talking about spirituality and energy and holding space for people and stuff, I'd be thinking you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But this is it. This is my passion. This is what I love to do, and this is what I love to share with people. I really love to help people really understand that there's so much more than what they see in the mirror, and I think that is that's huge, because we are not. It's like we're not a body that contains a spirit or a soul energy. We actually are this spirit that has projected this physical body. So if you think about that, you know, the soul is that thing that is connected to you. I don't know, some people might think the spirit and the soul are the same thing. It could be. We're still trying to understand all of that. Superconscious mind, super intelligence, whatever, the vibrational mind. There's so many names for what that is, but it's the biggest part of us. And that's, I'm even just understanding this. It's like, wait, I am, because I used to have this vision on the body, and then I've got all this energy around me. I've got all these different layers and stuff around me. But it's like, I'm not containing my whole universe within me. I am, but actually my whole universe is containing me. Does that make sense? Like, as far as my physical. That's exciting, actually, because that, you know, when I was younger, I had this idea that God was separate. And so this, and then when I realized that, oh, God works through me, because I use the terminology of God, people use source, energy, Buddha, Jehovah, whatever that bigger energy is. When I realized that it was me, it moved through me, that energy moves through me, that was a little bit uncomfortable, because now who is going to catch me when I fell? Oh, wait, that was me. You know, who's going to pick me up and dust me off? Oh, wait, that's me. And now the way I feel that the universe is that the universe, it's like the universe is hugging me and containing me and is all around me, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's within me, but it's also around me. And I know, it's just this sense of being taken care of, and this sense of being so infinitely loved, it finally connects after understanding what we're working on, which is clearing the unconscious blocks and resistance from within ourselves, and asking the superconscious part of us to do that. The bigness of all of that now, I feel so very much carried, and the trusting and the faith are even truer. So, you know, we can say one thing but then do something else because we don't truly have faith that, you know, law of attraction is working or the source is working, or, you know, like you've come up and you said, oh my God, I manifested this and I manifested that, and that's happened to me too. You know, oh, I manifested this and I manifested that. But then we go back to the same old thing that we were doing before, or I used to, and just, you know, keep dawdling along, not super, super happy, but okay, because I'm doing this thing. But now I realize, wait, I am carried. I am loved. I am taken care of in so many different ways. Don't put the blinders on that only allows you to receive in one way. Allow your receiving in so many ways. And I'll tell you, because I'm sitting on one of the most beautiful homes on Lake Lanier, and I'm I'm here right now by myself, and I can go stand out in the, and I'm, it kind of echoes because it's high ceilings, but if I walk down the hall and I look, right now the sun is almost setting, and it's so beautiful and gorgeous, and I can stand in the living room and I can look at this. This is a blessing to be able to be here, to have this conversation with you, Anita. It's a blessing to have this conversation, to be able to do these things and talk. Yeah, it's like that. Those are gifts that most people don't think is a gift, you know? Most people just take it for granted, or most people look at it in envy, or, you know, even like I brought my kids over here, they've never been here. I said, guys, I can't really, because they're like, whose house is it? And they're trying to, and I said, it's my friend. She's, you know, I told her I'd come by here. She's, you know, out of town for a week, and here we are. And so I said, it's a beautiful home. You're going to enjoy it. It's really pretty scenery. And they're like, was it on the lake? Yes, it's on the lake. When I unlock the door, you go and just walk through into the living room and just see. It's all glass. It's just beautiful. And they did, and they were like, whoa. You know, so for my kids to really appreciate it. And I told them the whole time I was here, I said, I just appreciate, you know, I appreciate her letting us be here and for us to enjoy this time. And then, you know, we got to cook meals together. We got to eat together like a family at the table. You know, we got to do so many things that we haven't done in such a long time. Those are all appreciations and gratitude. And, you know, my heart was just absolutely full of, and this was Mother's Day. And I'm like, here I am with my two kids on Mother's Day. That is, I could say it's a freaking miracle, because I could never have said a year ago or 2 years ago that this was going to happen. And this happened. Me and my kids, just the three of us. And I'm like, wow, what a blessing. Oh, my God, what a blessing. But anyway, I'm like, to me, that is when you fill yourself, when you fill your cup with all the good stuff that you have around you, and every person that's listening to you, listen to us right now, just look around you, except if you're driving, just be careful. But if you are just in a place, just look around you and look at your stuff. And appreciate your stuff. You know, that's simple. Appreciate it. The weather has been gorgeous, and especially if you're in Georgia or Alabama. Yes. I know. It's nice and cool. I mean, I'm here in a long sleeve shirt, and I'm like, it's nice and cool here. It's just gorgeous, and I'm like, thank you, universe, for providing all this beauty and wonderment for me. Just absolutely. And that's how easy it is, folks. And that opens you up to receive more, because you're appreciating what you have. It's so simple. Thank you. I'm appreciating what isn't even mine, but I've been blessed to be able to be in it, you know, and I feel no need to go out and try to seek my own, because I am so blessed to have it. My truck that works great, I'm here for the week, so I'm getting all my maintenance done. I'm so blessed to have this really nice vehicle to drive, you know. I'm so blessed to have the work that does come in. I'm so blessed to have, you know, and I could go on and on and on and on. But it's those blessings that if each of us can look at our blessings, I see, it's just amazing. Just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got, we actually have somebody raising their hand. Are you up for a caller, Miss Anita?
Oh, sure.
Catch cards?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I've got my cards.
All right, area code 559. Hi, you're on the air for the Abundant Power Hour.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Good,
how are you?
Great. I like your message about, you know, being thankful for what you have versus, you know, complaining, which we often do. It's easy to do. So it's a good reminder to be appreciative of what we have.
All right. What's your name?
Thank you for that. Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. So you would like a message about thankfulness. Is that what you're asking?
Do you want
me
to pull any cards for you, Evelyn?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
If so, around what? Do you want it around career, home?
No, I think love. Let's go with that area. See what
Okay. All right, I'm going to pull from the angels and ancestors for you. And the way I do cards is, I don't know if you've listened to our show before, but really Spirit just confirmed what I'm getting from them with the cards.
Okay.
So that's kind of how it works with me. You know, some people follow the tarot and all that, but I don't really do that. So I am shuffling here to see if they pop one out for you.
And Evelyn, we appreciate you calling us and,
yes,
and just sharing your positive energy with us. I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah.
Well, it's a reminder.
I have to
be grateful.
Well, it's so, you know what, we forget. And I will say, and tell especially Anita likes the, you know, she was giving us a 30-day gratitude challenge. You know, join the fun. You know, it's going to go beyond 30 days. Because every day we wake up or every day during our day, we want to find at least three things every day to just be grateful for. And I say, you know, wake up and appreciate every morning. And when we do these little things, when we look at the smallest things, it's amazing what will show up for us, because we're in such a good place and a place of gratitude. And it's just how energy works. It's how energy works.
Yeah. And I think love is definitely around you, Evelyn, because you got the heart guardian, which is love and let yourself be loved. Pretty amazing, because that's what you were asking the message for. And so it's the energy of love is surrounding your whole world at this time. Angels are swirling around you, encouraging you to open your heart and reveal the blessings you have to offer. They want you to know that you are a highly loving being who deserves to give and receive love. So it sounds to me, exactly what you were asking. They said love is in the air. So this will allow you to forge a powerful connection with a partner. So I think that's a perfect card for you. So obviously love's in the air for you, Evelyn. And then the second card you got was Fire Guardian, which says the sparks could lead to something beautiful. So, wow. So it says the angels are guiding you to connect with the energy of desire at this time. And it says explore your sexual side or become more sexually open. The fire of desire can burn away any old setbacks that are preventing you from expressing this part of your nature. If you're in a relationship, this card can indicate a great spiritual and sexual connection. So I think those two speak highly of love, so be on the lookout.
Wow. It's funny. I was scheduled to meet this gentleman on for a date, and at the last minute I decided I was scared. I'm just scared. So I need to open myself to love, because I was just like afraid of rejection. I'm like, this quarantine, I've gained a little bit of weight. It's feeling subconscious, you know?
Right. Right. But no, it sounds to me like if you just, you know, most of the time when I see open your heart, it's not like you're not a caring, loving person, but it's just be vulnerable. You know, be vulnerable, because what does it hurt? You still have a choice of whether you want to be with this gentleman or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have that choice.
Yep.
So I think love is in the air, Evelyn.
I'll take your word on it. Thank you.
Okay.
I want to mention something, though, regarding what you mentioned earlier about gratitude. There was a quote I read once that really intrigued me. It said something along the lines like, something about, what if the only things that were left in the world for you were those that you were thankful for? something along those lines.
Mm.
That's powerful. Yeah. So at night before, so at night, every night before I go to bed, before I go to sleep, I make sure I pray and I thank for, like, even my neighbors. I'm like, thank you for my neighbors. Thank you for my coworkers. Like, just things like that makes you think, you know?
Yeah.
So just that was really powerful to me. So that went along the lines of being grateful, gratitude. So I think I'm going to start doing what you mentioned about being thankful for three things a day. That's very easy and doable.
What you can do too, Evelyn, is what I teach in my abundance classes, is like get you a stretchy bracelet. And each time you're hard on yourself, like saying you've gained a little weight, which, again, you know, you can always lose it. So anytime you're kind of, I call it when we're unloving to ourselves, just, you know, switch your bracelet and say, that's not my story.
Oh.
And just all that does is it kind of makes you aware of how many times a day that you're putting out words that may not be loving to yourself.
That's powerful to hear.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. It's simple and doable.
Right. And that's one of the first things I have my abundance class do is that, you know, for at least a week or 2 weeks, do that bracelet thing. And most of them say, oh, my gosh, I was not talking loving to myself. You know, because most of those stories are not our stories, and that's what I love about what Anna does, because she lets you release a lot of the old stories that are like what you learned in your family, or maybe you had a bad relationship, and that's in your subconscious now, and the work Anna does is helping us release a lot of things. So, you know, most of the things like that are really stories in our life. But they're not part of us.
I like that.
Yeah. And it really is one step at a time too. And when we say, like you had said, you know, you were gonna go out on a date and then you kinda talked yourself out of it. So that would be a conversation that would be a bracelet switcher. And it's like, well, why wouldn't it be? Because if I don't take that one step and just even have a meal and get to know somebody, I'm already saying no before I even step into this. So when you really want something, so what you're telling the universe is hold off, you see. Even if this isn't the one, even if you just have one date, it's okay because now you've cleared that and you said, okay, these are the things that I don't like. I'm going to keep this idea, but I'm going to let go of those ideas. And you're telling the universe, you're giving the universe your list of all the stuff that you appreciate. So you had a nice meal, you had a good conversation, but maybe there was something that you just didn't care for. So those are the things that, you know, you were telling the universe in, you know, before you even stepped into it, you said to yourself, no, because I have this fear, what did you say, fear of rejection or fear of, so again,
rejection.
That energy.
See, and that again is just a story.
That's a story.
You know, really.
Something in your over the years, something in your unconscious mind created this thing to keep you safe. And sometimes keeping us safe means that we don't allow ourselves to step into our power and actually experience things that might be really good for us. So, definitely, you know, have to do those gratitudes. And then next time you're hesitant, really ask, is it a fear from something from maybe a program from the past, or is this really, and sometimes it's intuitive, you know, no, I don't need to go out with that person because I just don't.
Right.
I feel that. Your intuition is going to bring you that too. But there's a difference between
I have a
fear
good vibe from him. It's a good vibe.
What?
It's me thinking I might not be. It's a good. I have a really good vibe from this guy. It's just me thinking I'm not at his level yet. Just self doubt.
And again, that's just the story, Evelyn.
Story. That's the story. Yeah.
So that's when I have to flip that bracelet and say, not my story.
Because like Anna,
right.
I feel your good energy. So if we can feel your good energy, other people are going to feel it. And you stepped out and came on the show.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful. So I think you're more powerful than you think, Evelyn.
So this is Evelyn, this is your external validation. This is your external validation, girl. Go for it.
Yeah, because you got like
I think so. Everything's playing that way.
Bias. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Just be you, dear. Just be you.
Right.
Thank you, ladies, for that amazing show.
Oh, sure.
Thank you
for coming on.
We appreciate you. So absolutely thank you for calling in. All right, Evelyn, I'm going to mute you again. Thank you so much for joining us, Anita. That's our hour. Oh, my goodness.
I know. And I'm sorry again.
Yeah.
I was late, but.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I just want to make sure you're okay. Yeah.
I'm fine.
Anyway, so any other thing you want to say? Any other powerful words?
I just want to encourage people to, again, just feel what they're feeling, but don't put a lot into it. Think more of when this whole thing calms down and, you know, we see we're down the road a bit, what do you want this to look like? To me, that's the focus. Do you want your old job back? Do you want a job that you like better? Do you, want to stay in your relationship? Do you, all of these things, to me, that should be the focus because this is a huge shift and this is the time to do it.
Right.
So that would be my big insight.
Yeah, and that's powerful because we can do anything. We can make those choices.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Yep, I then sum that up is just, really work on coming from a place of love instead of a place of fear, and that will make a big difference. Appreciate, have gratitude for what's around you. 3 gratitudes a day. That's our prescription. 3 gratitudes a day.
Yeah, that's a good prescription. That's a good prescription for a high vibration and good immune system.
There you go. And so it is. All right, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to Universal Energy Radio's The Abundant Power Hour with Anna and Anita. We are on every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We really appreciate you and just hope that you have an amazing morning, afternoon, or evening wherever you are. If you are on social media, please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. Anita, thank you so much. I appreciate you so incredibly much.
I appreciate you too.
And look forward to more empowering conversations.
Yes.
All right, everybody. That was wonderful. Thank you. Love you. Bye.